Welcome back to Amolodox Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder CarTech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolodox Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 23 of the Continuous Educational Series and Interviews. In this episode, I'll talk about what an audit trail is and why it is necessary in document management. I hope this will give you insights when you are making the decision to go paperless. Audit trail is a verifiable tracking of document movements across different transactions, levels of a company. Thus, it makes it easy for a document's history to be traced from the initial stage of creation to any alteration done on the document, either in terms of editing, approving, or transacting. Audit trail is date and time oriented and gives a different level of accountancy to persons handling that specific document, reducing loopholes such as document lying in one position without any specific action taking place. This would also enable an increase in productivity because of the level of improvement on the accountability part. One is able to track where the document has reached electronically without the tedious manual following up of the whereabouts of an important document. Audit trail works best in certain areas, such as in financial transactions, work events, product development, and other areas where a multiple number of people are involved. In healthcare, audit trail is able to track access to patient medical information and any updates made therein. And in the financial industry, audit trail would reveal and uncover any information in relation to customers' transactions and compliance, and any changes that are done therein, and if there are any questions with regards to the accuracy and validity of the information. So how does an audit trail work? When it comes to a full audit trail with regard to a financial transaction, it will show the full execution of a specific execution. For example, it will reveal a timestamp revealing the seller, the purchaser, time of sale, location of sale, and records key details of the transaction and processes which can be reviewed later. Audit trail can be for a simple process, and also it can be for a complex process. Audit trail can be as simple as a retail purchase, where a receipt is issued when an item is purchased. And it can also be for a complicated process, such as a mortgage payment, where audit trail is used to verify the source of funding for a down payment for a home buyer. Financial regulators can use audit trail to examine brokerage firms when there's a suspicious market activity. So why is the audit trail important in document management? So audit trail tracks back any irregularities and process breakdown if and when they happen. It is important for businesses to maintain a complete and comprehensive audit trail. An airtight audit trail can help businesses identify internal fraud by keeping track of the different users and the actions they take with regard to the company's data and information. Audit trail can also help track external data breaches. Malware and ransomware are also on the rise, and have an audit trail enables monitoring, identifying, and flagging down outsiders who are up to no good. This improves the business's information security capabilities. AuditTrail also functions as a compliance tool in that it enables control and function of user access and versioning. It maintains privacy settings that can be tracked and adjusted to the standard requirements. So who can use an AuditTrail? AuditTrail can be used by all the staff, managers, accountants, legal teams, and others. But it is managed by the IT department, which takes care of the electronic records. But they are also part of the AuditTrail as the initiators of the process. The IT department updates and makes changes to the AuditTrail. Thus, they have to be part of it. So which industries can use AuditTrails? Most industries can use AuditTrail to maintain control in operations for compliance and information security. AuditTrail controls internal and external security breaches and protects against internal fraud, maintains compliance for internal and external audits. Examples of industries where AuditTrail could be necessary include financial and accounting, healthcare and medical information, manufacturing and product design, tracking and data in IT, digital content management systems, sales records, and many others. So I hope this episode has brought value to you in your digitization strategy in your workplace. I believe your situation is unique. You may come with a different set of goals and challenges, and we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. So make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. This can be a very costly affair. So this is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening. And please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you. Let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye.